Met Éireann's senior forecaster Gerry Murphy is back with us. Gerry, all counties are now in a red warning, aren't they?
Yes, Mary, all counties are now in a red warning. Donegal has been added, has come into the red as well. And the winds are still extremely strong and will continue to be so as we go through the morning. So really, in terms of people getting a picture, if you take a line from West Clare, just the Shannon estuary, to Dublin, okay, over the next few hours, the winds north of that line, the winds are going to increase further. So for the Midlands, much of Leinster, up through Ulster, Connacht, the winds are going to increase. They're all in the red now, and that's what's going to happen. To the south of that, the winds are going to stay very strong in the red until the red lapses at around 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to gradually decrease. And we will be issuing, if either imminently or already maybe in the last couple of minutes, issuing a reduction of the warning for Munster, South Leinster, including Dublin, from noon onwards back to a yellow as things decrease there. So that's something people just keep up to date with the warnings. But the so that's in relation to a reduction later on in the south and southeast. But the main message is that north of that line, roughly from West Clare to Dublin, over the coming hours, the winds are going to increase further.
The intensity, yeah, as well. You were telling us about records earlier about mean wind speeds and gusts that were hitting and surpassing records that we had from the mid-1940s.
Yes, indeed. The previous records were made in 1945 at Foynes Airport. But at 4 a.m. this morning, we had a mean wind of... I'd like it, my figures. We had a mean wind of 135 kilometres per hour at Naas Head at 4 a.m. and a gust of 183 kilometres per hour at Naas Head at 5 a.m. And that gust breaks the record by one knot. The previous one was 182. This is 183. Now, this is provisional and there have to be studies. Provisionally, we have broken our all-time mean and gust records for Ireland this morning. And really now the wind is swinging around to a westerly direction. So parts of Connacht, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, and they're going to get more very, very strong winds. I wouldn't imagine that they'll just be a record breaking, but they're still extremely strong. Yeah. And then, as I said, right the way up through the Midlands, that line from, we'd say, West Clare to, yeah, Dublin, north of that, the winds are going to increase further over the coming hours, and then eventually they begin to abate as they go north.
All the warnings that we have been given continue to be the warnings that you and the other agencies put out at this stage. Would you describe this storm as, you know, coming in furiously, cutting through the country and going out fairly quickly?
Yes, it's moving quite rapidly. It has come in very rapidly, and it's moving rapidly as well, which means that each area will see the peak of their winds for a few hours. They're in the red for, most places are in the red for about six hours, and then within that there'll be the peak for a few hours. So, but people need to be very aware to heed those warnings because it is. The forecast has been consistent over the past couple of days, and that's good for us from a forecasting perspective because it means that we have confidence in those warnings and in those times.
Yeah, I was just thinking that everything you have been telling us over the last 3 or 4 days, it's coming to pass.
Yes, it is, because the forecast has been very good with our numerical prediction models. It is consistent. Sometimes in certain situations, there's uncertainties and variations, but in this instance, it's been very consistent, which has meant that we've had good timing of the warnings and people to please heed those.
All right, Gerry, for now, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again later on. That's Gerry Murphy. It's 16 minutes past seven.
And as we've been hearing throughout the programme, all of the emergency and security services are on high alert during Storm Éowyn. But let's hear now from Superintendent Liam Geraghty from the Garda Press Office. And I understand, Superintendent, there's been a serious incident on the N14 in Donegal. Is that right?
Good morning, Áine, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, unfortunately, we are attending a serious road traffic collision on the N14 just north of Lyffert. Not really in a position to give any more details at the moment as we get to the scene and assess the exact nature of what has happened. But I suppose this does exemplify, you know, the warnings that we've been putting out there, that this is a very, very dangerous and life-threatening storm. This incident has actually happened through an orange wind warning in the Donegal area, which has now gone to a red wind warning. So again, our appeal to people is the entire country is now covered by a red wind warning and people should shelter in place. And even when the red wind warnings dissipate, we still remain under an orange wind warning until very, very late this afternoon. And there may be other hazards even during that orange wind warning period.
So as you say, I mean, dreadfully sad, whatever happened, happened during an orange wind warning, underlining the importance of the red warning. But clearly conditions, I mean, very difficult for your staff in trying to deal with this.
Yes, extremely different conditions out there at the moment. I mean, the calls we are getting, we are obviously risk assessing in terms of the risk to our own members and doing that in conjunction with our colleagues in the fire brigades and local authorities right across the country. So very, very difficult to respond to any instance at this moment. As you were hearing there from various speakers, there are extreme weather conditions right across the country at the moment.
But nonetheless, many of your staff have turned up for duty and they are there if people need them.
Yes, members of Garda Síochána right across the country are on duty and we are taking calls. All those calls are being assessed by our regional control rooms to determine the immediate need for a response or not. Colleagues right across the country change shifts. So in a lot of places, our colleagues who are on night duty have stayed on after 7 o'clock and will stay on until red warnings pass and colleagues can then come back in to replace them later on in the morning or this afternoon. But similar to all the other emergency search and workers out there, you know, pay tribute to them for you know, getting out and trying to keep people safe. But again, the appeal has to be the country is now covered by, entire country is covered by a red warning. And if you do not need to be out and about, please shelter in place and stay at home.
And we do appreciate all those people who are staying on, putting in extra hours and doing everything they can to provide those essential services during the storm. Superintendent Liam Geraghty from the Garda Press Office, thank you for that. And now let's go to Sheila Kavanagh, Network Director with Vodafone Ireland. And we've been hearing, you know, about the impact on ESB, on electricity services. Sheila, what about mobile and broadband services?
Good morning, Áine. Thank you for your time and thanks for your listeners' time. Yes, as you've heard earlier from Gerry, the weather alert, we're really starting to see the impact now. As you've reported, you know, there's 560,000 homes without power. And in that unfortunate situation where customers have broadband with Vodafone, they will be impacted. We expect around 96,000 broadband customers as a result of loss of power in the home. And regards our mobile network, it's actually holding up quite well, considering the extensiveness and the unprecedented damage that we've heard from this storm. So, you know, we've about 10% of our mobile network sites are currently off air. And even though despite this, we're seeing more than double that number of sites with power alarms. And that's thanks to the investment we have done on our network, where we have power as battery backups on a lot of our sites. And we will also have generators in some key locations as well. So obviously, we're really focused now on the planning exercise to try and recover as quick as we can once the storm passes. As Gerry mentioned earlier, you know, it's a fast progressing storm. So we anticipate that the storm will pass quickly, and obviously, and only when it's safe to do so, we will be dispatching our field teams. We have tripled our field resource capacity such that we can deal with the storm as quickly as possible and recover services, because obviously connectivity is at the heart of everything that we do for our customers at Vodafone.
Sheila Kavanagh, Network Director with Vodafone Ireland, thank you. And of course, the advice, if you lose your Wi-Fi, well, please make sure you have your devices charged in advance and also that you've plenty of downloads if you need to entertain the kids. 21 minutes past seven.
Our reporter Fergal O'Brien is in Galway City. Fergal, where are you and what are you seeing and hearing?
Morning, Mary. Well, I'm here in Salt Hill, overlooking Galway Bay, and I can tell you that certainly this part of the country was battered throughout the night by those very strong winds, even before the start of the status red wind warning, which came into effect here in the Galway area at around 4 a.m. this morning. And even this morning at this stage, the winds are still being very much felt. As you can imagine, it's still dark as I look out at the moment over Galway Bay, but you can really hear the winds hitting against the window here of the hotel that I'm in. Now, as we heard from Gerry Murphy, some of the strongest winds had been forecast to actually hit this part of the country and certainly further out to the west of Galway. And that has been the case with those records broken at Mace Head. Just a reminder to people who may be just tuning in now that the gust of 183 kilometres per hour was recorded at the weather station there in Carna at 5 this morning. But the winds have been so severe that the data supply from that station actually at Mace Head has been put offline, and so too is the one in Belmullet. And Met Éireann are saying they hope to get further details from those stations later in the day. Now, in terms of the impact on the ground here in Galway and Mayo, thousands of homes, farms and business are without power at this stage. For example, over 25,000 customers impacted in the Galway City area and 5,000 alone here in the Salt Hill area. Also reports, widespread reports, in fact, of debris on many roads across the two counties, in particular fallen trees so far, and also some reports of area flooding on roads in certain areas. Now, Galway City Council has closed the road which runs along the Salt Hill Promenade for the duration of the red alert, and the car parks in this area have also been closed. That's due to the potential of coastal overtopping. Concerns also about the impacts of flooding possibly in other coastal areas, but so far there have been no reports of any incidents from any major incidents from Galway City Council or Galway County Council. Now, Oisín Inchin Finn, rather, the Director of Services with Galway County Council, says that while the crews will not be able to fully assess the damage that has been caused until after that red warning is lifted, he said that he has no doubt that there will be extensive damage to structures. But he said there are indications so far right across the county that people are heeding the advice to remain indoors, and he's repeating that advice this morning. Just a word, Mary, on travel and transport here in the West. Ireland West Airport in Mayo says it will be non-operational until 1 this afternoon, with flights to and from the airport cancelled until lunchtime. And it's advising passengers due to travel on flights between 8 and 2 not to travel to the airport, as the terminal building itself will be closed during that time. And also, given the conditions, Air Arran services are also cancelled until noon, and as are Arran Island ferries.
All right, Fergal O'Brien in Galway, thanks for that comprehensive roundup. 24 minutes past 7.
Pádraic Barrett, Director of Services with Cork County Council, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Cork often bears the brunt of any bad weather that hits Ireland. What's the impact of AO1 so far where you are?
Look, from what we can tell at this point in time, we think we've escaped the worst, that there are counties far more impacted by the event than we have been. That's not to say we haven't been impacted. We have over 25,000 customers, ESB customers, without power this morning around the county, which is quite significant. We have multiple trees down across the road network that we're aware of, and we're certain, very like Galway described there, that Inchin described in Galway, we're certain there's many, many more trees down around the county when you see 25,000 customers without power.
Flooding, has there been any problems there, and are you still worried?
No, we're not worried about flooding at this point in time. Bantry, the high tide peaked in Bantry at 11:45 last night without incident. And after that, the wind direction and winds were moving in a northerly direction. So high tide would be at 12 again this morning or later today. And we're not worried at that point in time, thankfully.
So for once, it sounds as though you're not bearing the worst of it.
Not bearing the worst, but it was a hugely significant event. I mean, the wind speeds from 10 o'clock or from 9 o'clock last night throughout the night and continuing now are still quite significant. I mean, we had gusts up to 130 kilometres an hour in a number of locations around the county, particularly along the coast, the south coast. So it was a significant event.
And the advice still, shelter in place.
Absolutely.
Pádraic Barrett, Director of Services with Cork County Council, thank you. It is 26 minutes past seven.
It is, and we'll go back to Cian McCormack at Shannon Airport. You have an update for the situation around the Midwest, Cian.
Yeah, look, Mary, I'll run through it quickly. Shannon Airport, gusts reached here 137 kilometres per hour earlier, now down to 109 kilometres per hour. ESB networks say in the Midwest, Tipperary, Clare and Limerick, 70,000 customers without power. That's a rolling figure. In Clare, the fire service has reports of slates off roofs, trees down along the motorway. And in Limerick, just like in other places, cables down around the place, especially in the city. There's a metal structure I was talking about earlier down near Super Value in Abbeyfield. I've been told that's a shopping trolley bay. It's not a building, but the red warning remains in place in Clare until 11. And here at Shannon Airport, there have been only a handful of passengers. And here's what they've been telling me throughout the morning.
We know the flights will be delayed, but we just said we'd come out anyway and see what the story is, you know. We'd known how bad it was, I would never have gone on the motorway. I thought the motorway would be clean as a whistle. It was like something out of a movie set, wasn't it? Yeah. There was hardly any cars, and you're just driving in the middle of the road, kind of like an obstacle course to dodge the branches. Crazy.
Why are you here this morning?
Tom Aleady, just coming down to confirm, I suppose, the cancellation of our flight going to Liverpool. We'd say from that side, so we didn't receive anything online, so we just wanted to kind of call down and make sure, so we're heading home now.
You're heading home. Yeah. The flight was at 6:05, it's cancelled.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm just as happy.
Okay, you're here with your son. Where you were going to Liverpool for what?
For match on Saturday. So there's going to be a lot of cancelling and stuff now at this point. But look, we're just as happy because of the weather conditions, to be honest.
Right. How would you describe the wind at the moment?
Wind is strong. In the last kind of hour, it's been steadily getting stronger. So, yeah, we'd be looking at staying in for the rest of the day for sure.
What's your name?
Irla Malidi.
Well, you're missing the match. Do you head over to watch? I presume it's Liverpool play.
Yeah, I'm watching the Liverpool versus Ipswich game.
So you're not going now. Was that your first match?
Yeah, that was my first ever time.
Oh no, your first time. The wind blows that one away. How are you feeling then? Disappointed?
Yeah, I am pretty disappointed, but sure, the weather's too strong, so...
There you go, passengers. Earlier here at the airport, the advice is don't be coming out with that red warning in place. It's in place here in Clare till 11 o'clock. I'm joined now here at Shannon Airport by Pamela Brooks, head of the airport's operations. What's the up-to-date at the airport, Pamela?
Well, Shannon Airport has remained open throughout the storm, although some airlines made the decision to cancel or delay their scheduled flights due to the storm conditions and the weather warning in place.
Now, you're advising people contact their airlines, but people are still coming here. What should they do throughout the course of the day?
The weather warning in Clare is in place until 11 o'clock, so we expect passengers to start coming to the airport once that red warning has finished. However, safety is paramount, and we tell all passengers to contact their airline before they come to the airport and heed the weather warnings that are in place.
Okay, Pamela Brooks, head of operations here at Shannon Airport. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Mary, it's back to you now in studio.
Cian, thank you very much. Graham McQueen is head of media relations at the DAA. Shannon is open for business. Is Dublin open for business, Graham, as well?
Yeah, look, Dublin's open, but the wind speeds are so high, Mary, as they have been all night, that planes can't take off and land at the moment. So nothing happening. We're not expecting anything, certainly just before 9 o'clock is the first scheduled departure at the moment. But given the way the winds are at the moment, that's a wait and see. The airlines, I know, are meeting at the moment to decide on their schedules for the rest of the day. So passengers, as you just heard there, need to keep in touch with their airline to find out what the status is of their flight if they're flying today.
And does that hold true as well for Cork and Cork Airport?
Cork as well, yeah. Look, Cork has been hit by the same winds as ourselves and Shannon, so no flights taken off there before 11 o'clock. A small number of passengers in Cork Airport at the moment. You're probably talking less than 100. Here at Dublin, we've got about 600 in the terminals. On a normal Friday like today, you'd be talking around about 10,000. So some people have made the decision to travel to the airport, but most have heeded the advice. They've got the cancellation notice last night, but we will start to see people start to arrive over the coming hours. Depending on wind conditions.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because we heard in some of the people talking to Cian there, because the airport is open, they decided to travel out anyway, a little bit worried, I suppose, that maybe a flight was taking off and they might miss it if they weren't there. So is that a good idea, to be open during a red alert like this?
Well, look, our job is to keep the airport open. It's up to the airlines whether they can fly the planes. So, look, you're always going to have some people who do come out. You know, as you heard in the clip there, the gentleman was saying, you know, they want to get out there to see that their flight is definitely cancelled. And, you know, that could impact them from an insurance point of view or a refund point of view. So, look, I think it is human nature, but I think for the most part, the advice is sticking. You know, take care if you are travelling today, and certainly give yourself extra time.
All right, we leave it there for now. Graeme McQueen at the DAA, thank you very much.
Let's go to Mary T. Daly, who's Director of Operations with Fingal County Council. The situation with you, Mary.
Good morning, Anya. Well, we're currently in the red warning, like all of the local authorities throughout the county, until 11 o'clock. We're also keeping an eye on the coastal areas because there's a high surge there. And as you know, Fingal Coast, we go from Valbriggan all the way down to Howth. So at the moment, all the public offices in Fingal County Council and all local authorities are closed, and that includes all our libraries and community centres. But the parks, which are heavily used by the public, the playgrounds are all closed, and they will remain closed for the rest of the day and until such time as we've had an opportunity to go in and inspect and to remove any fallen trees. Our recycling centres are also closed, and we will, like all other local authorities, be attending the National Emergency Coordination Group meeting this morning to get an update, and hopefully we'll come out of the red at 11 o'clock. But the crews have been stood down until such time as we move out of that red warning into the orange warning, and then we will be mobilising the crews. But we would ask people to please check and follow us on social media, because we do give updates of where trees are down. Our priority is to get the roads open for emergency vehicles and public transport. But I suppose my message is, you know, people need to stay safe. And even when we come out from red into orange, it doesn't mean that it's safe. We have to go out. We have to get the trees cleared. We have to look at damage to property and make the public space safe. So that's the priority for us, is getting that done during the daylight hours as well, between here and 5 o'clock, and get as much as we possibly can done during that time.
You're talking about people following you on social media. I've just gotten a message from my daughter in Australia about a tree that's down in our road. So people are paying attention, and not just in Ireland, but right around the world. What's the address for information? What site should people go to?
www.fingal.ie, and also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And we have, during all of our weather warnings, we do get great information in from the public, and that does help us to prioritise and getting the crews out to get the trees removed from the main thoroughfares. So critical that the public do let us know in the Fingal area where there is destruction and where the trees are down.
All right, Mary, thank you very much indeed for that. Mary T. Daly there from Fingal County Council. And it's a busy morning as well for Barry Kenny, Head of Corporate Communications with Irish Rail. I know you're busy, Barry, but you've stopped a lot of the trains. They're not running during the red warning.
That's right, Anya. Around the network, there are no trains operating whatsoever now. That will remain the case while the status red warning is in place. And we can expect significant disruption beyond the red warnings. I think people will understand. Our crews have to be in a position to safely get in and also then go out and check our lines. We're expecting a lot of fallen trees. We have to check things like the overhead lines to see if there's any damage, any debris, things like level crossings as well. So we will be working once the red is out of the way to get lines back open in a manner that's safe for both customers and staff. But I think we can expect significant disruption for much of the day right around the network.
And obviously we've been hearing about the impact of fallen trees on roads. Are you aware yet of damage to your own network?
We aren't, because obviously we don't have that visibility because the crews aren't out at the moment. We are monitoring in our CCTV centres, you know, things like stations and level crossings and certain areas that are visible, but the vast majority of the network is something we don't have eyes on right at that moment. So what we will do is we'll send out empty trains, either locomotives or trains out of service. We'll have crews on them with chainsaws, literally to try to clear the path so that we can get services up and running. And we'll be updating our website at irishrail.ie and social media, Twitter or X at Irish Rail, with the latest updates. And as I say, we'd ask that, and customers are obviously very clear about the situation and are very understanding that it will be a changing and fluid situation, but disruption is likely for much mm-hmm. of the day, but we'll do what we can to get trains moving later on.
And we've been talking about the airports and the airlines. Rosslare Europort, that closed at midnight. When will it reopen?
It will, on the basis that the red warning will be cleared, it will reopen at 11 o'clock. Obviously, if that extends beyond that for Wexford, it will remain closed. But that will be the situation there. Obviously, we're Port Authority there and liaising very closely with the shipping lines and with hauliers as well to ensure they're aware of it. And people should, as was confirmed with their, if they are travelling by ferry, confirm that their schedule sailing is operated before travelling to the port.
Okay, Barry, thank you for that. Barry Kenny from Irish Rail there. And Alan Parker, Chief Customer Officer with Busair, and good morning to you. The situation with the buses, again, they're not running this morning.
Good morning, yes. With all counties in the red weather warning, all Busair services are currently suspended for the duration of the red warnings. And I suppose, as Barry has outlined as well, our plans are the same, to try and gradually recommence operations this afternoon when the red weather warnings have ended. But look, that's we would like to sort of advise all our customers that there are going to be significant disruption and delays this afternoon, I suppose, as we get our employees back into place, and I suppose then just assessing sort of any impact on the road network. So we need to make sure it's safe to recommence. But plans are to recommence probably, you know, from around the 12 o'clock onwards in Cork City, and then that moves later as the red weather warnings lift as you move further up the country. So we will have everything on our website. I think critical, we'd ask all our customers just to check busairn.ie. We will have all the service cancellations there, and then the sort of the recommencement plans will be posted there as we get to sort of all our employees back into place.
Thank you for that update, and hoping all your staff stay safe. Alan Parker there from Busairn.